Let's do it. So, hi everyone. Welcome back to Weekly Business Podcast by Rui. So today I'm joined by Pomp. So hi Pomp. Would you be able to kind of briefly explain who you are and what you do to the audience?
Absolutely. I build companies and then I invest in other ones. So I spend a lot of my time thinking about technology and various types of businesses.
So just following up on that, so you said that you invested in companies. So what do you look for in the founders that you invested in and the companies that you invest in?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I look for is the founders, right? Who are the people who are actually running the business? And when I think about those individuals, what I want to see is how effective they are at being able to recruit people, the right people to their team. How do they make decisions? And then how good are they in terms of being able to inspire customers and other people in the market to work to see their vision come true? So it's like, you know, are they inspiring? Can they raise capital? Can they recruit the right team? And are they good decision makers?
Yeah, those are some great points. I wanted to kind of get your take on what's your take on founders that are trying to raise right now and what advice could you give for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think right now, obviously, you have to understand what the environment is. And what we've been seeing is that the current funding environment is very different than it was a year ago. And so those individuals who are out trying to fundraise right now, they need to understand what investors are looking for. Usually that's a business that is make it to the other side. That's a business that's got a product in market where there's product market fit. And that's a business that is going to be able to find profitability at some way, in some way over the coming, you know, call it 12 to 24 months.
Awesome. Those are some great points. So what is your final advice for founders?
I don't know if I've necessarily got, advice, if you will, as much as I think that most founders, they spend a lot of time right now focused on the wrong things. And what they're realizing is like the more you can just focus on how do you build something that solves the problem for your customer, the more likely it is that you got a business. And so if I had any piece of advice, it'd just be that. Just focus on how do you build something that will solve the problem for your customers and everything else will take care of itself.
Great. Those are some amazing points. And now I wanted to kind of pivot into podcasting. So I know you have a show, the Pomp Podcast. So could you share a bit some growth tactics or some strategies on how to grow a podcast?
Yeah, that's a great question. When you think about growing a podcast, I think it really comes down to like, is the content high quality? If you can create high quality content, that'll do most of the growth for you. The second thing is making sure you're promoting it, making sure that you are posting it on your social media channels, you're telling people about it. Also asking the guests, if you have them, to go ahead and share as well is important. And then I think the last thing is making sure that the topics that you're covering are actually teaching people something, which kind of goes back to the idea of good content, right? If people learn, they will then go and share with other people that they've been able to learn from your podcast. And that tends to be a pretty good way to grow.
Those are some great points. And I think the biggest point you made was to make sure that you have high quality content. So my next question now is pivoting away from that. And how do you invite high quality guests onto your podcast?
Yeah, that's a very good question. In terms of the high quality guests, you know, you got to work up to it. When I first started, I had no high quality guests. And then over time, as people realized the audience was bigger and bigger, I could get a couple of bigger guests, and then I would get an even bigger guest, and it kind of just builds on itself. So I would say that, unfortunately, a lot of the growth really just comes down to, are you able to show them that there's a opportunity for them to get in front of a big audience? And then they're likely to want to come on.
Yeah, that's a great point about audience. So my next question is, so how do you kind of build up an audience and how do you grow on Twitter?
Everyone has kind of a different strategy, I think. What I'd say is what has worked for me is simply just tweeting the things that I found most interesting or kind of tweeting my personal thoughts, what I was spending time on, the conversations I was having. That's really what worked for me. Now, that's not for everybody. And I think that we've got to remember that there's kind of this different, this different strategy for different people, different industries, different topics, whatever. But that's what worked for me.
Yeah, you made a great point on how you have to have a different strategy for different people. And that applies to most platforms, I would say. So what's your kind of take on the creator economy?
I think that it is interesting. I think really what is being called the creator economy is just entrepreneurship, though, right? When you think about what these creators are doing, is they are simply building product, right, which is the content for an audience. And then as they are trying to go ahead and get that product in front of that audience, they're trying to figure out how to make money, how to build businesses. And so that entrepreneurship is actually the overarching theme, in my opinion, not so much the creator economy.
Take on kind of creators becoming entrepreneurs and how can they maximize their kind of potential? Yeah, exactly. How they can become bigger and more successful.
What do you mean in terms of like how can entrepreneurs maximize like what they're doing, like how they can get bigger and more successful? Yeah, look, I think each business is a little bit different. But the biggest things I would say, again, serve the people that are your partners or customers or clients, I think is one big thing. A second big thing that I think is quite important is I think that there's a huge opportunity to learn from the people who came before you, right? And so can you study whether it is great entrepreneurs, great investors, understanding that. Third thing is to kind of continue to seek out current event knowledge. So one of the things that you will see is if you look at Jeff Bezos, when he started Amazon, he saw that there was a stat about how fast the internet was growing. And so he went and he said, hey, I should build a business here. Many other entrepreneurs have stories where there was a data point, there was a story, there was something that they learned and they felt like they knew was a signal for the future. And whether that's a new piece of technology or something else, I think that is really kind of a good way to make sure that you're always kind of in the know as to where you should be focused.
Yeah, I think that's a great point about tracking current events. So lastly, I wanted to wrap it up with what's your take on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and where do you see the industry going?
Yeah, I think that, Bitcoin specifically is a decentralized asset. It's peer-to-peer. It tends to be the type of asset that is highly resilient. There's obviously fluctuations in the US dollar exchange price. But the entire Bitcoin network has proven to be quite resilient. I think the miners, the node operators, all of that stuff is very, very interesting. And so I'm obviously bullish on it. I think that while it's not a guarantee that it will be successful, it is likely, in my opinion, that it will be successful. It will be quite disruptive. And so I think that people should spend the time to get educated on it. And then, kind of go from there. But my guess is that most people will find that it is something that they're
interested in. Thanks for taking the time to do this. And it was an absolute pleasure to talk with you on the podcast today.